News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Okay, let's bring in our political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Sean, some of the opposition criticisms of the plan, where was the main focus? What's the main focus of the criticism?
Oh, well, it's all around what you've just been talking about. It was the confusion at the start of this plan. And I think in a sense that you're right. Now we are quite clear what it is. Dublin is at this 2+ level and the rest of the country is at 2. But for example, when the press conference started yesterday, Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar and Stephen Donnelly both got through quite lengthy speeches at the very start of their launch without actually saying what the difference between Dublin and the rest of the country was. And it took really until the end of that 52-minute press conference before they'd actually spat it out. They were saying different things then in different interviews, with Stephen Donnelly saying, no, it's fine to travel outside of Dublin, and then Micheál Martin coming and saying, well, actually, Neffet has advised, don't if you don't absolutely have to. So that is where the thrust of the criticism of it came from opposition parties, and the fact that Dublin is on a different level. Alan Kelly, for example, in the Dáil, saying that it's as though Dublin has been given a second chance and a yellow card rather than actually being put up to level 3, where it probably is going to go in the next week or two anyway, if the figures stay where they are.
So is that the belief around Leinster House, that maybe come Thursday or maybe a few days after that, that Dublin will probably move to level 3?
Yeah, it certainly looks like it, and particularly with, I think it was 218 new cases in Dublin alone last night. Some of the areas have moved over that 120 cases per 100,000 mark that was the key indicator for Kildare, Laois and Offaly. So it's going to be reviewed tomorrow by Neffet. And the feeling is, unless there is really a big change over the next few days, which is what the Cabinet wanted to do, with people to take personal responsibility in Dublin and maybe try and bring it down. But if that doesn't happen, Dublin is going to go to level 3.
Okay, Sean Defoe, thank you indeed for that. Our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, there.
Now, we're also joined by Eoin O'Riordan, Labour spokesperson on education, skills, Gaeltacht and Gaelic. Eoin, what's your reaction as an opposition politician to the plan? You've heard us saying that we thought it was less confused, perhaps, than was being, it was being accused of. Is your position that it is clear? Are you happy with where Dublin stands?
Well, we wanted to support the plan. I mean, we actually are living in a situation where people are quite frightened and quite scared, and there's a huge amount of uncertainty. So when government comes out and makes speeches over the last number of months, we've welcomed them, and there have been moments of great clarity. And yesterday was a day that I was hoping was going to bring a lot of clarity, particularly to Dublin. But of course, what happened was that in making a grand announcement that Eamon Ryan had said was going to be more important than the budget, almost a third of the population were left asking themselves questions after the grand announcement about the various different steps and levels. Now, I think the plan makes sense to me. The 5 points, it makes sense. It is coherent, and people can refer back to it. But when you take the capital city out of it, and one third of the population, 1.4 million people, and say, well, actually, you're in between level 2 and level 3, that is a confused message. And there was confusion between different ministers as to the travelling outside of Dublin, and of course the attendance at sporting matches and various different other elements of it. So it would have made much more sense to me if they had decided to keep Dublin at 2, or indeed just to announce Dublin at 3. And all of us would have agreed with that, or gotten behind that, or accepted the rationale.
But would that have actually been better in terms of COVID, Eoin? Maybe it would have fit in nicely with the plan, but actually we would have put either more additional restrictions on Dublin if we went to 3 that maybe we don't quite need, or indeed we would have put too few. And like, that's all very well and good to say, well, that would have made the plan tidy, but it wouldn't have actually been the right thing to do.
Well, I think it would brought an awful lot more certainty to it, because then you don't have a situation where political, if I might say, leaders like myself or people who are trying to show political leadership in your own constituency, in your own community, when trying to answer questions, that you say, well, here's the national plan, but Dublin actually doesn't fit in between two separate levels.
But
just so I can finish the sentence, and a few days' time, it actually may go to level 3. I think if you're trying to get public behind you, and this is the crucial part of it, in order to get the public behind, I think the public will go with any measure if they understand the rationale behind it. I understand the rationale behind sporting events. I understand
Treating people like children. We are living with uncertainty. Whether we want certainty or not, we are living with uncertainty because we are living in the era of a pandemic. And what you have just said is either lock us down harder than we need to or less hard than we need to, just to give people certainty. Is it not better to say, and is it not reasonable for the government to say, look, here's where we're at. We're on two as a country. We're on two-ish as Dublin, but Dublin is worrying us in a greater way than other people. So we're going to put a few modified versions on the plan for Dublin, rather than treating us like idiots that have to be told it's two or three. There's nothing in between the two.
Well, with respect, I don't think coming out with a national plan with the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste and the Minister for Health and then saying that there's an ish helps anybody. Now, if we're going to be serious about having a plan that people can get in behind and row in behind and accept, because people, as you know, are tired, they're exhausted, they're worried, and they can't wait to see the end of this period of time. But if you're going to get people to accept the plan and to row in behind it, coming out and saying that there's an ish doesn't help. And I would have thought it would make much more sense to go with a level two for Dublin or a level three for Dublin, and then to explain as the rationale as to why that is. To come out and say, actually, you're at level two, but here's a number of added restrictions, means that they then have to explain the added restrictions. Okay. And then we all have to try and explain the added restrictions. And it isn't clean and it isn't neat and it doesn't help.
All right. Look, thank you for that indeed. That is Eoghan O'Riordan, their Labour spokesperson on education.